it was the apostles toward the close of our Lord's ministry. He had given them many lessons to learn, and he told them, he gave them a foretaste of what it is that they were going to face in the near future. And almost seeming to fall back upon the recollection of some of the lessons that he had shared with them previously, they seemed to know that in order to maintain their commitment, maintain their walk with him as disciples, footstep followers, that the only way that they could do that in the face of what he was suggesting would be their experience, was to increase their faith. And so as they come, as a congregation to him, and it says, Lord, increase our faith. As we go through our subject this evening, we'll be talking about, first of all, what is faith. We'll be considering why is the increase of faith important to you and I. And I think there's been really two reasons brought out in today's panel discussion and several of the thoughts on the platform. Certainly we anticipate, if the Lord sees fit, that there would be a dispensation of dark night in the future. It will be the increase of our faith that will carry us through. Whether or not there's a dispensation of dark night, each of us, we know, will have an individual dark night. This is John did. This is our Lord Jesus did. The bulk of our time during the service will be how is it that we can increase our faith? What is the means by which this can be done and will be done? And finally, what are the rewards? Tonight we've styled this Vesper service. And once I leave the platform here, you won't see me until the end, hopefully. We appreciate all, first of all, the willing servants that we have in the front row. And as we go through, each reader will follow the other. And all of the singing will be complete congregational singing. There will be no singing in a separate singing group. So, we appreciate your time. We appreciate the privilege of going through this with you. And we just want to go through the Vesper service tonight and feel the experience with some of the most beautiful thoughts that I know that I have read from the panel of pastors and from the scriptures and the hymns as well, really. How do we increase our faith? How do we go about it? Thank you, brother. We'll see you at the end.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is not only a groundwork or basis for our hopes, but it is a real substance. Faith is not a substance that we can hold in our hand or walk on with our feet, but it becomes a strength to our minds as we progress in the knowledge of God and of the things which God has to give to those who love Him above all else. As water is not a solid upon which our feet can travel, except it be congealed in the form of ice, so likewise belief, in the ordinary sense of the word, is not sufficient as a foundation for our trust and onward progress, unless that belief be congealed, solidified into a substantial faith, a crystallized faith, such as will carry us safely over the quicksands of ignorance and superstition, and bring us safely to the goal which God has marked out for us, needs more than human assurances, more than our own or other men's imaginations. True faith seeks for a positive message from the Lord. It requires diligence in its endeavor to find that message. Then it becomes an evidence or proof of things invisible.
Why increase our faith? St. Paul makes a sweeping statement. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. What then is God seeking in us? A development and perfection of faith. The first element, and it is to believe in Him as a faithful, wise, and true God. And secondly, to believe in His revelation of Jesus as His Son, and the one through whom He has provided a covering for our imperfections. Without such faith in God and in His promises, it will be impossible to please Him and to become of the elect class which He is now selecting. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith, because faith lies at the foundation of all loyalty to God and His cause. Faith in divine supervision of all our affairs not only gives us peace and content, but it saps the root of all selfish ambitions and vainglories and boastings. Faith in the Lord's supervision prefers the Lord's arrangement to any other, and hence it doth not puff up, but builds up in the character-likeness of our Redeemer. The Apostle intimates that without this full assurance of faith of the child of God cannot come close to Him. Only those who trust in the Father as a little child and would trust its earthly parent can expect to make good progress in the narrow way and have the courage and the confidence which it is the privilege of all who are His to have, and without which we cannot have perfect peace and the rest of heart promised. According to your faith, be it unto you, is the promise. The desire to draw nearer and nearer to God must be in our heart, else shall we fail to go on and attain our privilege in Christ.
Now the Lord is seeking His new creation. And none have been called to that heavenly calling except such as have been able to so fully trust in the grand outcome of God's plan that their faith therein will influence and shape the course of their lives in the present time. How necessary faith is to the attainment and retention of our present inheritance is clearly shown by the Apostle James, who, after saying, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him," adds, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering." The Apostle thus shows how impossible it would be for anyone to become an overcomer without becoming strong in faith. These increase in faith as they go on in the path of obedience. Faith and obedience are like our 2 feet. We put one forward, and then the other, and then the first one forward. And so we develop in faith by continuing in the spirit of obedience, following on wherever the Lord points the way. We walk by faith and not by sight.
take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
He knows. I know not what awaits me. God kindly veils mine eyes, and o'er each step of my onward way He makes new scenes to rise, and every joy He sends me comes a sweet and glad surprise. One step I see before me, 'tis all I need to see. The light of heaven more brightly shines when earth's illusions flee, and sweetly through the silence comes His loving, "Follow me." O blissful lack of knowledge, 'tis blessed not to know. He holds me with His own right hand and will not let me go, and lulls my troubled soul to rest in Him who loves me so. So on I go, not knowing, I would not if I might. I'd rather walk in the dark with God than go alone in the light. I'd rather walk by faith with Him than go alone by sight. Where He may lead, I'll follow. My trust in Him repose, and every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, He knows, He knows. And every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, He knows, He knows.
How to increase faith. And the apostle said unto the Lord, Lord, increase our faith. Faith may be cultivated as any other mental quality, and is increased in proportion to knowledge and reliance upon that knowledge. To have faith in God, we must learn His character, plans, and purposes. This we acquire by study of His Word and relying upon the promises and truths therein stated. A true knowledge of His character and plan greatly increase our faith in and love for Him. To increase our faith, we must, therefore, study God's Word in a humble and prayerful manner with a desire to know and do His will and to rely upon His Word. One who knows the letter of His Word and fails to rely upon it has little faith. Another both knows the Word and relies upon it, and strong faith results.
Prayer is good. It is absolutely indispensable to Christian life. It means not only a living faith, but a growing faith. Communion with the Lord in prayer brings increased confidence in the Lord's supervision of our affairs, increased faith in all the exceeding great and precious promises of His Word, increased realization of His leadings, past and present, increased love for all the brethren of Christ, and increased solicitude for their welfare and spiritual progress. Then let each one who realizes a lack in this direction pray earnestly, as the apostles of old, "Lord, increase our faith." And then, acting in harmony with this prayer, let such a one cultivate such faith in his or her own heart. 1. Let him refresh his memory continually with the precious promises of the Word, becoming very familiar with these. 2. Let him seek more and more to remember that, having made a covenant with the Lord, these promises are his, and in his heart and with his lips, let him claim them as his before the throne of grace with thanksgiving.
If the Master himself needed strengthening, surely we also need it. If he received it in response to supplications with strong crying and tears, it is an intimation to us of the way in which God is pleased to bestow the full assurance of faith, which is able to strengthen us as good soldiers to endure any and everything in His name and service.
The child of God is cautioned to ask only for such things as his Father has expressed a willingness to grant, and he must ask in faith or not at all. There can be no doubt that in this matter of prayer, as in other matters, our Heavenly Father designs to cultivate faith in His people. He tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God, and that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Hence, only those who exercise faith and ask in prayer for the promised favors are really ready to receive them according to God's judgment and arrangement. This being the case, it should be the prayer of God's people today, as amongst the apostles, "Lord, increase our faith."
Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Dear Father, we come to thee in meekness and humility to ask thee to help us to build up our faith in thee. Help us to make use of every experience that we have to teach us lessons along this line, that we might grow in understanding of thy plans and purposes and thy character that will help us to build up our faith and trust in thee. And we know that every experience is permitted by thy wisdom to teach us a lesson. So we want to learn the lessons that thou hast for us. But we realize without faith we cannot serve thee. We know that we are weak and unworthy, and we need thy help and guidance at all times. So we look to thee for strength and guidance based upon our sincere faith. We ask thy guidance along this line and give thee all thanks and praise for the instructions thou hast given us along this line to help us to build up and strengthen our faith. We ask these favors and give thee all thanks and praise in Jesus' dear and precious holy name and merit. Amen.
Indeed, we can see in our own experiences as Christians that many of the Lord's dealings with us are along the lines of developing and testing of our faith. It is impossible for us to come near to the Lord except as we shall exercise faith and trust in Him, in His goodness, in His power, in His wisdom, in His love. All things are possible, only believe, is a lesson which spiritual Israelite of today needs continually to learn, as the apostles of old prayed, Lord, increase our faith. Along this line, we are well that we should seek continue to accept the lessons of life from this standpoint, as lessons or instructions in faith. We're not in this ignoring the necessity of obedience to the divine word, but are holding that wherever faith exists, the works will correspond to it and be proportionately large or small. Hence, the stronger our faith, the more our works are sure to be under the divine arrangement.
The trial of your faith is much more precious than that of gold which perisheth. While the Lord made no direct answer to this request for an increase of faith, his whole subsequent course with the disciples was a fulfillment of it. And so it will be with us if, in a similarly true spirit of discipleship, we pray, Lord, increase our faith. The increase of faith will come not by a miraculous infusion, but in the natural process of the Lord's leading and training, in the school of experience, in following his leading, and in the blessed results of each step of the way, faith develops and grows.
Faithfulness is on trial. Oops, sorry. I read that totally wrong. Sorry. Faithfulness in trial will develop the overcomers. The Lord, in seeking those who will seeking those who will remain loyal under trials and difficulties, and thus develop characters pleasing to him. These are not alarmed at Satan's onslaught, which are seen to be occasions for increase of faith. For greater is he that is on our part than all that are against us. But in the present time, faith is an indispensable matter according to divine arrangement, because the Father is seeking a special class to be the associates, the bride and joint heirs of his Son. Since these will thus be ushered into positions of great trust as well as great honor and great service, they must needs be tempted, tested in all points. Their faith in the Almighty must be implicit.
Although, like the apostle, you can say that no chastening for the present seemeth joyous but grievous, nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. The lessons of experience and discipline have made you stronger. They have increased your faith and drawn you into closer communion and fellowship with the Lord. They have made you feel better acquainted with him and enabled you to realize more and more his personal interest in you and his love and care for you. And this, in turn, has awakened a deeper sense of gratitude and an increasing zeal to manifest that gratitude to him. This also deepens the sense of fellowship with God and gives confidence to the hope of final and full acceptance with him as a son and heir made worthy through Christ.
That wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Confidence in divine providence is necessary to all who would come off conquerors, to them who loved us and died for us. if we can feel sure that we have fully surrendered ourselves to God according to His call, we may also feel sure that all things are working for our good. We may realize in every emergency of life that the Father has prepared the cup and will sustain and bless us while we drink it. Our Lord Jesus, the Father's representative, oversees our trials and the ignominy and suffering. He permits the cup to be prepared for us by blinded servants of Satan. This knowledge should not only enable us to take joyfully the spoiling of our goods, anything that we deem precious and trade, influence, good name, etc., but should enable us also to entreat with kindness and gentleness and with the spirit of forgiveness those who prepare and administer the cup of our sufferings. But none can have this confidence of faith. None should have it except one certain particular class, and it is not a large class as compared to the world, but a little flock, those who have believed in the precious blood unto justification, who have, as members of the body of Christ, consecrated themselves unreservedly to walk in the Redeemer's footsteps, to suffer with Him, and to be finally glorified together with Him.
Rewards for faithfulness. The Lord is my shepherd, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This assurance of faith that God's goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and that we shall ultimately, by His grace, attain to the kingdom, is for the class mentioned in this psalm, the Lord's sheep, those who are following Him and or are having the experiences outlined in this psalm. One of these experiences is that following the shepherd, they are not left to hunger and thirst, but are bountifully supplied in the green pastures and by the still waters of the truth. Moreover, it applies to those who experience the shepherd's care, his rod and staff, correcting, reproving, or guiding them. Such sheep, as learn to love and have confidence in the shepherd and in his guidance, and to take comfort and blessing out of all the afflictions and trials of life which may be permitted to come upon them, realizing that they are providential and for their blessing, such continue to follow the shepherd, continue to have the experiences of sheep, and may rejoice with full assurance of faith that He who began the good work of shepherding them and leading them out from the byways of sin and of selfishness into the full blessing of the Heavenly Father will continue this work and complete it if they abide in Him.
gather all thy children home. Heavenly Father, Holy One, may thy will in me be done. Make my heart submissive, meek. Let me ne'er my own way seek. Loving Savior, I would be even more and more like thee, free from pride and self-desire, fervent with a holy fire. Blessed Lord, thy saints defend, watching o'er them to the end. Day by day their faith increase, keep them in thy perfect peace. Comfort, strengthen, guide, and bless, lead them through the wilderness. And when thy due time shall come, gather all thy children home.
Let us never forget that he who has begun this good work in us changes never, and that if we keep our hearts in harmony with him, if our faith is still firm and clear in the great atonement made for our sins, and we continually renew our consecration to him, keeping our all on the altar of sacrifice, letting the Lord consume it in his own way, seeking not our own way, but his will alone, we have every reason to have full confidence that this good work in us will be finished, that we shall enter with joy into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord, and shall hear his blessed words of approval, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Gracious and kind and loving Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most blessed and holy name. Father, we lift our voices in praise and honor and thanksgiving unto thee for calling us out of darkness and bringing us into this marvelous and precious truth and light. How thankful we are, Father, for the unspeakable gift of thy precious Son. How thankful we are for the instruction that thou hast given us and calling us out of the darkness. We appreciate, Father, the example of our Lord and of the apostles. And we appreciate knowing that they came unto Thee, Father, realizing the importance of faith. And as they asked our Lord and Thee for an increase of faith, so we do likewise. And Father, we realize the importance of continuing this request in our heart. We realize also the importance of committing ourselves in deeper and further study of Thee, in further cultivating Thy acquaintance, and getting to know Thee more and more intimately. And Father, help us in each of our experiences that we would see Thy stately steppings. We would see Thee with us and with our brethren, walking day by day and hour by hour, experience by experience. And Father, help us as well to ever continue to pray, Lord, please increase our faith. We now leave all in Thy care, asking Thee to continue to help us to keep these meditations close in our hearts, that all that we might think and say and do might renown unto Thy name's glory and to Thy name's honor. Leave all in Thy care, and it's through the worthy and perfect name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray unto Thee. Amen. Brethren, that concludes our service, and we would ask you to enjoy your evening, and let's try to keep these meditations in our heart. Thank you. You may keep them.